तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा
अस्ट्रेलियालाई विश्वभर नै नै बन्दुक नियन्त्रणको उत्कृष्ट उदाहरणका रूपमा लामो समयदेखि हेरिँदै आएको छ र यहाँको बन्दुक सम्बन्धी कानुनहरू राज्य र प्रादेशिक सरकारहरूको जिम्मामा छन् र सन् 1996 भएको पोर्ट आर्थर नरसंहारपछि चाहिँ बन्दुक कसले र किन राख्न पाउने भन्ने नियमहरू एकरूपता बनाउन राष्ट्रिय बन्दुक सम्झौता पनि लागू गरिएको थियो र बुन्डाईमा भएको आक्रमणमा लाइसेन्स प्राप्त कथित आरोपित बाबु र उनका छोराले कम्तीमा 15 जनाको ज्यान लिएपछि संघीय मन्त्री परिषदले चाहिँ बन्दुक स्वामित्व सम्बन्धी कडा नियमहरू छिटो लागू गर्ने निर्णय गरेको छ र यससँग सम्बन्धित सामग्री चाहिँ अहिले कार्यक्रममा राख्दैछु।
I thought it was fireworks initially. You just don't expect this sort of thing at all on Bondi.
उनी हुन् जोसेफ कसिन्स्की, बोन्डाई घटनाका एक प्रत्यक्षदर्शी। अस्ट्रेलियाको 3 दशकको इतिहासमा सबैभन्दा खतरनाक गोलीकाण्ड घटनाका कथित आरोपित भनिएका बाबु छोरा रहेको न्यू साउथ वेल्स प्रहरी कमिश्नर म्याल ल्यानियलले पहिचान गरेका छन्। प्रधानमन्त्री एन्थोनी अल्बनीजी पनि घटनाका कान्छा आरोपित एजियोको पहिचानमा रहेको पुष्टि गर्छन्।
He was examined on the basis of being associated with others, and the assessment was made that there was no indication of any ongoing threat or threat of him engaging in violence.
New South Wales Prahari Commissioner le ghatanaka arka aropit ka barema aswaryajanak khulasa gare.
The older man was deceased. I am told that he has had a gun license for approximately 10 years.
Commissioner le 50 barshiya aropit gun club ko sadasya raheko ra unko naam ma 6 wata banduk ko license raheko bataye.
We are satisfied that we have 6 firearms from the scene yesterday, but also as a result of the search warrant at the Campsie address. Ballistics and forensic investigation will determine this morning that those 6 firearms are the 6 that were licensed to that man, but also that they were used in the offence at Bondi.
बन्दुक सम्बन्धी कानून अस्ट्रेलियाका राज्य र प्रदेशको जिम्मेवारी हो र तिनीहरू राष्ट्रिय बन्दुक सम्बन्धी सम्झौता नेसनल फायर आर्म्स एग्रिमेन्ट अन्तर्गत रहेर काम गर्छन्, जुन 1996 पोर्ट आर्थर नरसंहारपछि लागू भएको हो। यसले कसले बन्दुक राख्न पाउँछ र किन पाउँछ भन्ने कुरालाई व्याख्या गर्छ। अस्ट्रेलियामा रहेको बन्दुक सम्बन्धी नियन्त्रणमुखी कानून सुधार विश्वकै लागि उदाहरण रहेको प्रधानमन्त्री बताउँछन्।
An enormous difference in Australia and a proud moment of reform, quite rightly, achieved across the Parliament with bipartisan support.
तर केही विज्ञ र उकालतकर्ताहरू भने बोन्डाईको घटनापछि भने सन्तुष्टिका लागि ठाउँ नभएको र सुधारका प्रशस्तै ठाउँहरू रहेको बताइरहेका छन्। न्यू साउथ वेल्समा बन्दुक सम्बन्धी इजाजत वा लाइसेन्स लिने प्रक्रिया गन रजिस्ट्रीले हेर्छ। सन् 2018 अलग्गिएका बाबुले आफ्नो किशोर अवस्थामा रहेका सन्तानलाई हत्या गरेर आत्महत्या गरेको घटनापछि बन्दुक दिने प्रक्रियामाथि ठूलो छानबिन भएको थियो।
The inquest was told that John Edwards had a history of domestic violence and physical and psychological assaults against the women in his life. And his many children dating back some 2 decades. But crucial elements of his past were hidden from registry staff who granted him a gun license in mid-2017.
Gun control Australia's team queen bhanchan ki ukta ghatna pachiko chhanbin bata diyeka sabai sifarisharu lagu bhayeka chainan ra uni chinta byakta garchan ki National Firearms Agreement parsau dekhi kamjor awastha ma
cha. We need to pick up all the bits and pieces that we can, even following the Edwards coroner's report. We still haven't picked up all of those laws. We need reforms to categorisation. You can still get a pump action or a lever action shotgun under category B, and these are people who are just going out hunting. We know we have importers bringing in more and more rapid firing firearms into the country, which inevitably end up getting into the wrong hands. I'm shocked and horrid and so disappointed with where Australia is at today, considering what a fantastic 30 years we've had since Port Arthur.
Maya Agulia, Swinburne University of Technology ma kanun ra apradh vigyan bisheshagya hun. Uni bhanchin ki Bondai ghatana ko chhanbin pachi aropit madhyeka babulai bandhuk rakhne anumati kina diyo ra chhora ka barema ejulai pahilei thaha thiyo bhane kina yeslai dhyan ma rakhiyena bhanne prashna haru uthne bataunchin.
One of the recommendations from the inquest was to actually change the way in which these firearms are classified, and so this plays out in terms of the registration. If you are wanting to register a firearm that falls under a particular category, you need to be able to prove special reasons or genuine reason for wanting to have those particular firearms or for wanting that license within that particular category. So I guess the question that will be asked was, what is the special reason or what is that requirement for an individual who has committed horrific acts at Bondi?
यद्यपि गोलीकाण्डका बारेमा अनुसन्धान अगाडि बढ्दै जाँदा सावधानी अप्नाउनका लागि सल्लाह दिएको छ. म्यानल्यानियन भन्छन् कि रजिस्ट्रीले निष्पक्ष र पूर्ण मूल्याङ्कन गर्न सक्दो प्रयास गरेको हुनुपर्छ, तर घटनामा कुनै प्रणालीगत त्रुटि थियो भन्ने निर्धारण गर्नका लागि धेरै चाँडो हुने उनी बताउँछन्.
There's actually legislation that governs how people have a firearms license. So what I've said so far, and I'm not going to go further into it at this stage, there was very little knowledge of either of these men by the authorities. The person was determined to be entitled to have a firearms license and had a firearms license. The person had had a firearms license for a number of years for which there were no incident and it was regulated.
तर टिम क्वीन भने अब यसले जे भयो त्यसमा परिवर्तन नगर्ने तर्क गर्छन्.
But what you can say is we do know they had six guns and they've gone into the public and started shooting. And whether somebody should need to have six guns is very debatable. And their shotguns of some sort that are high power and high speed shooting. So keeping aspects that we don't know in mind, there's certainly things that the government can do to improve how we vet people, what we allow, and how they are. How they are vetted.
New South Wales ka Premier Chris Minns banduk sambandhi kanun sudhar lai samarthan garne bataunchan.
The short answer is yes, we're looking at that right now.
Anya rajyaharule banduk kanun lai kada banaune aashay jataeka chan, tesmadhye Victoria ki Premier Jacinta Allan yeso bhanchin.
I'd echo what they've said. I think there will be a need to examine the legal framework.
Eta sanghiya mantri parishad ko akasmik baithak ma pani kada kanun lyaune barema chhalphal bhayeko cha. प्रधानमन्त्रीले परिवर्तनको एजेन्डालाई नेतृत्व गर्न आफू तयार भएको बताएका छन्.
Including limits on the number of guns that can used or licensed by individuals. A review of licenses over a period of time. People's circumstances change. People can be radicalized over a period of time. Licenses should not be in perpetuity. And checks, of course, making sure that those checks and balances are in place as well.
Devra Crockley, SBS News, Kalaki, Tayar Pariko report. Australia ko banduk sambandhi niyamlai jhan kada banaunu parne bhanne नियम मागहरूका बारेमा यो रिपोर्ट सुन्यो र यो रिपोर्ट पनि हाम्रो वेबसाइट sbs.com.au/नेपालीमा गएर यहाँले सुन्न सक्नुहुनेछ र तपाईँ वा तपाईँले चिनेको कोही व्यक्तिले मानसिक स्वास्थ्य समस्या भोगिरहेको अवस्थामा चाहिँ यी सेवाहरूलाई सम्पर्क गर्न सकिन्छ. लाइफलाइनलाई 1311114 बिहोन ब्लूलाई 1300224636 सुसाइड कल ब्याक सर्भिसमा चाहिँ 1300659467 5-25 वर्ष उमेर समूहका लागि चाहिँ किड्स हेल्पलाइन 1800551800 उपलब्ध रहेको छ र आपतकालीन अवस्थामा चाहिँ 000 अर्थात् 300 फोन गर्न सक्नुहुनेछ. दोभाषी सेवाका लागि 1314500 र मानसिक स्वास्थ्य सम्बन्धी बहुभाषी सामग्रीका लागि चाहिँ एसपिएसको माइन्ड योर हेल्थ पोर्टलमा पनि यहाँहरू जान सक्नुहुनेछ.
अनलाइन र सोसियलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस् sbs.com.au/नेपालीमा जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.